Michael has been having a rough time as of late. Not in his career, where he feels quite satisfied, or with his hobbies and friends, but his love life. Every date he has gone on, and there have been many, has been more horrible than the last. There is never any chemistry. He always feels awkward, distant, removed from them, cut off from romance or pleasure. He's tried to make the interactions work, but it always feels like forcing a square peg into a round hole, like something is cosmically off. He told all of this to his sister on the phone earlier today, and she recommended he try talking with her friend Aisha, the astrologer. He rolled his eyes initially, but after he received another horrendous text message from a potential date, he was willing to try anything. He stands now outside the storefront. "Written in the stars," reads the neon sign in the window. He takes a deep breath, watching his own reflection. He likes to think he's a good-looking guy. Tall, built shoulders, toned muscles, high cheekbones, a good head of hair, and a welcoming smile. He always says please and thank you. What is wrong with him that is causing him such romantic strife? He hangs his head. Whoever this Aisha is, he hopes he will be in good hands.
He enters the store and feels as if he has been transported. Stepping down the stairs, the loud cityscape washes away, replaced by a relaxing, chiming music. His nose is filled with the smell of sandalwood, a delightful scent. His shoulders relax. He stops kicking himself for coming all this way.
Aisha emerges from underneath a blue waterfall of a beaded door curtain. The glass beads glint, accenting her striking eyes. She is young, Michael's age, not the withered, graying woman in her 80s Michael was envisioning. She stands tall. Her confidence is intoxicating as she glides towards Michael. She wears a tight camisole, chains layering her long neck. Her waist is accented by a large belt and a swooping long skirt. She extends a hand, taking Michael's large hands in her warm, smooth hands.
Michael now sits across from Aisha, whisked into her private reading room in the back of the store. It's dark, lit only by candles that flicker light across their faces. On the table between them is a tarot deck, crystals Michael has only ever seen in books as a kid, and a large red candle in the center of the table. He exhales. He's here now. He might as well let go of his reservations and enjoy himself. He smiles at Aisha, but she does not return the smile. She looks worried. She gestures to his hand, beckoning.
He's a bit frightened at what she might find, but he reluctantly sticks out his hand. She runs her long finger down a crease in his palm. It sends a shiver down Michael's spine. Not a bad shiver, just a bit thrilling. This line she is tracing is what has kept Aisha's brow furrowed. She tuts, confirming the concern. Her eyes dart up from his palm, assessing his general presentation and disposition. The quietude, the silent respect, the inner screaming, the focus and diligence on pursuing a fruitful love life. She knows just about everything except one thing she can't put her finger on, something dark and in need of tending beneath his quiet veneer.
Michael's thrown by the question, but then he remembers why he's here.
She smiles, watching him struggle to search his pants pockets with only one hand. Of course he'd called his mom. What a deliciously cancer move. He's so earnest and handsome, Aisha is surprised this is the lovelorn brother her friend had called about. He produces the piece of paper, squinting to read it in the candlelight.
Michael looks up from his piece of paper, wondering what fate he has just doomed himself to. She's putting the pieces together, poring over a planetary chart she just opened, pursing her lips. Her eyes meet his, and he feels as if she is peering straight through into his soul. This causes something to stir beneath his waistband.
He furrows his brow now, feeling a strength within to defend himself. He knows what he wants. How could wanting something serious be the problem? He realizes he's squeezing her hand, his still in hers. He doesn't feel the urge to remove it, but to squeeze harder, to stand his ground.
She feels his strength growing. The fortitude of his Leo Moon and Gemini-Venus combination coming to a stir, all fueled by deep Cancerian emotions. She knows what might come next, and she is finding herself more and more welcome to it, especially as Michael demonstrates this new side.
She begins to squeeze his hand back. They begin a battle of pressure, massaging each palm with just their fingertips. It almost feels like a schoolyard game. Very Gemini, Aisha notes to herself.
He thinks he knows the answer. He hopes for it on her tongue. The room feels smaller, more intimate. He is fighting the growing urge to rip her clothes off, twisting her hand, still in his, behind her, and ravishing her with his throbbing desire. She notices his change in stature as well, his straightened back, mirroring her confident posture, following her lead. She knows this will come in handy very soon.
Aisha is eager to see if he can embrace his new identity as a Gemini Venus, if her astrological read of him will cause him to grow into the lover he was always meant to be. No time like the present to test if her reading of him was correct, and like any pseudoscientist, she cannot wait to conclude if her hypothesis will support her findings. Michael, too, is eager to try on his prowess as this Gemini Venus. He has nothing to lose, and only knowledge and pleasure to gain.
Michael stands, the chair falling back behind him. He walks around the table and with a flourish spins her up and out of the chair, into his arms, her back pressed to his front, his erection pressing into her backside. Her heart rate accelerates, as does his.
One arm holding her close to his body, he uses the other hand and traces his fingers along her bare shoulders. He has never felt so alive, like he has awakened something from deep within. It feels familiar, right, and thrilling. He leans into the game and fun of a Gemini Venus.
Aisha knows just how to handle this new Michael, with taunts and playful teasing to push him further sexually than he has ever explored. She will be his captain, guiding him forward into the unknown. She turns around, her mouth leaning up towards his, parted. She wants him to break first, taking his hands and pressing them against her full chest. He can feel the outline of her nipples under his fingers. She leans closer, baiting him. He fakes her out, moving closer instead to kiss and suck on her neck. This takes her by surprise, and she moans, grateful for the sensation. He whispers to her, lips still grazing her neck.
He takes her hand the way she did earlier, tracing the creases of her palms while he kisses her neck, her collarbone, her upper breasts. He moves her hand lower and traces the love line of her own palm with the outline of his hard erection through his now tight trousers. Her back arches when she feels how hard he is for her, how much he wants her, and how he teases her with this want in the palm of her hand, just out of reach and tucked away beneath his pants. She moves her other hand to unzip his pants, but he grabs her wrist, shaking his head and bringing his lips close to hers again. He wants her to give in first. Aisha is torn between her Aquarian Venus desire to lead and the building desire between her legs to submit. Michael lowers to his knees before her, disappearing beneath her long skirt and kissing up between her thighs. He can hear her heartbeat down there. Listen as she struggles to make up her mind.
He licks his fingers and begins to rub her from below, causing her to grasp the back of the chair behind her. The friction builds, and her back arches further. She falls back in the chair, spreading herself further for him, inviting him deeper inside. He stops, grinning, re-emerging from beneath her skirt.
She groans, pulling his face up to hers while he kneels still between her legs.
She kisses him deeply, sucking on his tongue. He feels this all the way to the tip of his erection. He picks her up by the hips, setting her down on the table, sending crystals and tarot cards to the floor.
He disappears beneath her skirt once more to lose himself between her legs while she loses herself in the ecstasy.
Michael reemerges, slipping his fingers deep inside her to take his tongue's place. He brings his lips to hers, kissing, then hovering to absorb her panting into his mouth as he fucks her pussy with his lithe fingers.
Her voice is a mix of desperation and insistence, and Michael knows better than to disobey, for he wants this just as badly as she does. He lets her unzip his pants, releasing his cock from the binding of his trousers and briefs as he thrusts deep inside of her.
As the table trembles beneath their combined pleasure, they see stars, sending one another to the astral plane where lust meets destiny. Their bodies, divine and eternal together. Air and water, a hurricane of orgasms.